How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. You know I'm here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, give you those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And speaking of the keys to the door, how about a positive handbook? The Positive Perspective. My new book is finally available. It is out on Amazon now. You can search Positive Perspective or click down in the link wherever you're listening to this show. All right, let me talk about the new sponsor. Zox has really cool bracelets and rings and keychains and hoodies and shirts and all kinds of stuff with a lot of positive stuff on it. Jason and Brandon Kuipers, the brothers, are making this stuff, some of the stuff from recycled water bottles. They're saving the environment. I got a steel metlet, stainless steel bracelet, and I got one of the other bracelets. They're really cool. Check them out. Click the link in the description and use code POSZOX to get 10% off when you order stuff from there. Go check it out. Click the link and use POSZOX. Check them out. Zox. All right. If you got something you want to say, you know what to do. Hit the text line 304-506-3332. I've been talking to a lot of people there. And if you got a long story that you want me to talk about that will help other people, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on a show and I'll give you a shout out. Just like Stephanie listening on Pandora and trying to switch over to Podomatic, who is the host of this show. They've been hosting my podcasts and my things for many years, and I really appreciate the people at Podomatic, and no, that is not a paid spot. Okay, the thought for the day. The thought for today is never try to change things in your life without changing your reality. And what do I mean by that? Well, in order to change your life, you have to change your personal reality. What's real to you, what your life is, you have to change that, your way of thinking, in order for the outside to change. So never try to change it without changing your reality. All right, I got a quick email from someone that says, I recently started listening to you on Spotify. I really enjoy the way you put bringing positivity into our daily lives into perspective. I've learned to be positive due to the hardships I've endured throughout my life, and it's taught me to be resilient. But I don't feel like I've truly been living my best life until I started listening to your podcast. Well, thank you. I think what you are doing is fantastic, and I take the positive energy I get from your show and help to put it out into the world. Thank you, and congratulations on your book. I look forward to reading it in the future. Well, I appreciate that. I love getting these positive emails from you. I feel like I'm doing something good and spreading the positivity and not just keeping it all to myself, helping you find your happiness. So today's show, man, it takes a while to get to the show sometimes, doesn't it? Today's show is, can keeping track of negative thoughts help your positivity? And it comes from Chris in Long Island. Chris is a longtime listener and texter and email. It's great. So let me read this real quick and I'm going to go over it. He says, I've been meaning to try to share a few tactics I use to maintain daily happiness that I thought you might be able to share with your listeners on the quest to open the door to your happiness. The first kind of goes along with the think about your thoughts mantra. He says, a couple of years ago, I made a New Year's resolution, which I never do, but this one was serious to me anyway. I decided that I would track my negative thoughts and that every time I had a negative thought, I would change it to a positive thought. It was eye-opening to see how many thoughts set the mood of my life. Needless to say, I have very few negative thoughts these days, but when I do, I usually call myself something derogatory and laugh. Well, that's a great idea, but can keeping track of the negative thoughts help your positivity? I don't actually think you're keeping track, but I think when you experience the negative thought, then you immediately replace it with a positive thought as fast as possible. Now I do that a lot. I do that quite a bit. You have to make sure, though, that you are not just suppressing those negative thoughts and not emotionalizing them and dealing with them and then changing it instead of masking it. There's a difference there. Now, when it comes to your emotions, your anxiety, your negative thoughts, your insecurities, there's ways to mask it and just say, okay, I'm positive, and you really haven't dealt with the feeling, so the negativity is still there. So it's kind of like you're acting, and that's not healthy. Because that will build up and you're really not generating the positive energy you think you are when you're just masking your feelings like that and just not dealing with your negative thoughts. You have to understand them, because the negativity, just like a battery, you can't have a battery with just a positive side. You have to have the negativity also. There has to be some semblance of balance. Now, it shouldn't, for me, it's not 50-50. It's like 10-90. So, or maybe 5-95. Who knows? But I try to stay as happy as possible. And it's like, at this point in my life, it's not even trying anymore. It's a way of life. I've done it for so long, and I've thought this way for so long, and I've realized that every day is a gift for so long that I find it hard to waste the time I have here by being mad or angry or upset or hurt or whatever. I find it a waste of my life, because, you know, that minute could be my last. So I live every minute like it's my last. But I do deal with negative thoughts. Sometimes I do get pretty down, and it could last for an hour or half a day even. But I pull myself out of it eventually. That's not very often. And, keeping track of them and being, actually, I think keeping track isn't the right words to use. Becoming aware of the negative thoughts and the negative emotions and the negative self-talk, becoming aware of it and actually hearing yourself say it, and then trying to justify it in your life. Am I worth this negative talk? Am I worth these negative thoughts? Is this true? Or is this just something that I've learned over the course of my life, or picked up from what people have told me, or how my parents raised me, or the environment that I'm in, or, you know, the relationship that I'm in? Have I just picked that up from the outside? Is that really who I am? That is very possible that you're programmed. 90% of us are already programmed by the age of 8 or 9 years old to act and feel and respond a certain way. And that's not easy to change. So if you've had negative thoughts all your life and been a negative person, becoming aware of them is half the battle. But sometimes some people will become aware of the negative thoughts, and that's all they think about, and they can't get to the positive side. And I understand that side of it too. So when you get to that place to where it's like, all I can think, you're probably saying, yeah, Nat, I'm aware of my negative thoughts. I'm a negative person. I'm a self-destructive person, but I can't stop it. And, you know, that's just who I am. And when you say that, you've already made your excuse. I can't stop it. You just told yourself you can't. You told your body, you told your subconscious so many times that you can't stop, that you can't. Now, you can do anything that you want. When you tell yourself over and over something, and it gets into your subconscious, and it becomes your reality. And so when you start having these negative thoughts and you become aware of the negative thoughts, release them and do something that makes you feel good. If you're having a negative thought saying, I feel insecure, I can't believe these people are talking about me, or I can't believe I failed at this. Okay, maybe you failed at something, whether it's a relationship, a job, whatever. Well, that's one step closer to not failing. So you get up, try it again, you do it again, you figure out what you did wrong, and you better yourself, and you keep moving forward. And you forget about the negative thought, the negative thing that happened. It's past, it's gone. Sure, you address it, you emotionalize it, and then you set it free, you let it go. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your future except to make more of that. And who wants more negativity in their life? I don't. That's why I'm trying to give you the keys to the door to unlock your happiness. All right, that's it. That's the show. I hope you had a good time. Stephanie, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy Podomatic. Remember, you go to Zox, click the link, and use the code POSZOX to get 10% off. Please go over to Amazon and pick up my book, The Positive Perspective. And if you already got the book, please go over there and leave a review. That really helps me get noticed more with a good positive review. And I thank everybody who has given me positive reviews. Thank you very much. Please grab the book at Amazon and go check out the merch at bepositivepodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. I appreciate every one of you. I hope you run and grab my book today. Thanks a lot. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.